The idea of the three steps is that we have many midrashim. We have a few different explanations as to the three steps. One explanation is that it corresponds to Moshe taking three steps to the sneh. That's why we take three steps forward in the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Another explanation is it corresponds to the steps that Nebuchadnezzar took chasing after the messenger when he saw that they put God's name together with the king's name. He said, you can't equate the king with God. If you're trying to respect him, you can't do that. And he chased after the messenger. And for that, he merited to rule the world for his respect for God. But the simple understanding is that when we begin Shemona Esrei, we're taking three steps forward into the conversation with Hashem. And when we end Shemona Esrei, we take three steps back. Somehow, it is unclear how, somehow the custom evolved that we not only take three steps forward into Shemona Esrei, but we first take three steps back and then take three steps forward. It's not so clear where that came from. The Gemara discusses taking three steps forward and at the end of prayer taking three steps back. Technically, if you don't have room to walk back three steps before Shemona Esrei, you could just walk forward three steps and then begin your Shemona Esrei. Because that's really what it says in Halacha. Where you could, so go in line with the custom. You know, that's what people do today. Take three steps back and then three steps forward. But really, the main point is the three steps forward in entering Shemona Esrei. And when we end Shemona Esrei, so then the Gemara says, a person who walks back three steps at the end of Shemona Esrei, and then goes back to his place right away, is like a dog that comes back to his vomit. He vomits, and then he comes back to look at the vomit he just vomited. The Gemara mocks the person who does that. The Gemara says, a guy just said to his creator at the end of the conversation, thank you very much, and he says goodbye, and he takes his three steps back, and then a second later he's right back in there. So the Gemara says, that's not a way, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to show up in the Shemona Esrei, take three steps back, because it's the conclusion of the conversation. So, the Jerusalem Talmud quotes that there are different minagim, exactly when you're supposed to go back to your place, and it's quoted in Halacha. Either the generally accepted minhag is when the chazan reaches Kedusha, when he's about to say Baruch Hashem, Akel HaKadosh, you're about to start the Kedusha, so then you take three steps back, and then when he says Akel HaKadosh, you say Amen, and then you start the Kedusha with him. And that's provided that you've had a pause of at least 4 footsteps, Shalom Lecha Rabbi Mori, a pause of like 2 seconds from when you took your steps back to taking your steps forward, otherwise stay in place. Because you don't want to be in transgression, what it says in the Babylonian Talmud, that when you take 3 steps back, don't just walk right back in. Right? So again, this is symbolic, you know. But the symbolism of it is that when you take 3 steps back, you've concluded the conversation, so don't just walk right back. So technically you could take 3 steps back, and let's say you're late in your Shemona Esrei, right? You finish when they're saying Kedusha. So stand your ground and say your Kedusha there. After Kedusha, you'll take your 3 steps forward. This too is unclear where this custom comes from to take the 3 steps back. Because again, the Talmud says you take 3 steps backwards when you end Shemona Esrei. It doesn't say, and then after that, take your 3 steps forward. It cautions you, don't walk back the 3 steps right away, because then you're like mocking what you just did. Yeah? So, okay, but somehow this custom is already brought in the Mishnah Brura. Somehow this custom is there, and we don't mock custom. So,
the custom of
walking back the 3 steps, meaning taking 3 steps back and then walking forward the 3 steps. So, what is quoted in Halacha is that we step back to our place in time for Kedusha, or else another opinion that's quoted in Halacha, it's not the predominant opinion, but if for whatever reason it's bothersome for you to stand back there, after you've taken your 3 steps back, you could rely on this opinion, and that is that when the chazan begins chazaras hashatz, you walk back to your place. Again, provided you've had a small pause from when you walked your 3 steps back to when you're going to again walk 3 steps forward.